It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws on this Saturday evening. Hey, everyone. So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz, and happy July. Crazy to think about the first of the month of July and the Cyclones rolling into the month of July with some serious momentum on their side. Make it a 5-1 start to the second half for Brooklyn after yet another victory last night over the same Jersey Shore Blue Claws. And the theme over the past two nights for the Clones has been pitching, and, oh yeah, maybe a little more pitching. Last night, it was none other than Blake Tidwell, who went seven innings, surrendered only three hits, and gave up one run while striking out a career-high 11 batters. The top pitching prospect in the Mets' arm system looked just about every bit as good as advertised. But Justin, it was not just Tidwell who was dealing on the bump last night. Paul Gervais in relief capacity as well. Two clean frames. It doesn't matter who toes the rubber for this Brooklyn team. They are going to go up there and give you quality, quality innings.
They absolutely will. And the pitching staff has just been sublime over the course of the last few weeks. And you look back at it for Brooklyn, not only have they been so good since May the 17th, and you think about that last road trip in Aberdeen, they lost three of the first four games in walk-off fashion, gave up some big run games to the Ironbirds, and since then, Brooklyn has a pitching staff ERA of 2. They've won 8 of their last 11 ball games, and Blake Tidwell and Paul Gervais right at the front of why Brooklyn has been able to dominate. You look at Tidwell, his last three starts, just four walks, 26 strikeouts in his last 20 innings. Paul Gervais hasn't given up a run throughout the entire month of June. And the Cyclones being able to keep arms in their bullpen fresh with the length that the starting pitching staff has given them. And the starting pitching has been darn good over the course of the last month and a half.
Yeah, Tidwell, those last 20 innings you mentioned, only two runs surrendered during that time span. The former Tennessee Volunteer has looked just outstanding. Last night, offensively for the Cyclones, only five hits on the day, but they still muster five runs together, thanks in large part to, well, the long ball. Kevin Parada, a solo home run. Stanley Consuegra, a solo home run as well. Let's hit on Parada, Justin, who has been scorching as of recently. Make it now a 10-game hitting streak for one of the Mets' first-round picks from a year ago. The number one prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com, newly named number one overall prospect in the organization, and for good reason. Parada now up to 267 on the season, clubbed his team-leading eighth home run last night. You get the sense, Justin, that if this Brooklyn offense and these Brooklyn bats are really going to start to catch fire and turn a corner here as we progress in the half number two, Parada has the potential to be the biggest reason, if not, you know, one of the only reasons, perhaps, behind that.
Absolutely, and he has really figured things out at the plate. And Parada has done all this while also trying to reconfigure his stance at the plate, especially his setup prior to the pitch coming in from either the starter or reliever. So Parada not only dissecting his own work, but being able to find a way to get comfortable in that new stance quickly and being able to produce. I mean, you look at the numbers during his 10-game hitting streak, an OPS of nearly 1250 in that span, an OPS over 1,000 in his 15-game on-base streak, and he has just been an extra base machine. You know, look at the last 10 games for Parada. Has 15 hits, 7 of them have gone for extra bases, including 4 home runs, and Kevin showing why he was one of the most highly sought-after players in last year's draft class.
And Brooklyn now will try to turn around and use Parada's bat and the rest of this Cyclones offense as well to propel them to yet another victory, what would be their third straight for Brooklyn after the Cyclones dropped the opening game of this series against the Blue Claws 8-2 back on Wednesday night, responding with wins on Thursday and Friday. Now a chance to make it 3 in a row on Saturday. And the man who will lead the effort towards trying to do just that, it's Eliezer Hernandez, making his third appearance on his Major League rehab assignment with Brooklyn. Last time we saw Hernandez, it came back in that 8-2 loss to Jersey Shore, his second appearance already of the series. Went only one inning, did surrender 2 runs on 2 hits, did Hernandez. It was a 2-run blast off the bat of Marcus Lee Seng. After that, he settled in nicely, allowed a single, then that 2-run blast, and then sat down the next 3. So, Justin, perhaps a little bit of a prove-it start for Eliezer Hernandez. Not entirely sure how long he'll be out there, but an opportunity to continue to get things going back in the right direction and just continue this trend of marvelous Brooklyn pitching.
Yeah, and Eliezer Hernandez, one of the acquisitions for the Mets in the offseason for the Marlins, pitched well against Hudson Valley on Sunday. Has only thrown an inning in a third. That's his longest outing this year. That was back on June the 4th. We'll see if the Cyclones and the Mets decide to push Hernandez past an inning today. But it was Marcus Lee Seng with that long home run against him on Tuesday night, or actually rather on Wednesday night, the first game of the series. But Hernandez, a guy like most rehabbers, working on several different things as he tries to get back to the major league level. So might throw some pitches that catch a little bit more of the plate than he would have liked. That's a big reason why Lee Seng parked it out of the ballpark. But Hernandez looking to bounce back today, an inch closer to making his return to Flushing.
And on the flip side, it is Zach Hockey, the right-hander, going for the Blue Claws, making his Jersey Shore debut in 2023 and his 4th overall appearance of the season. Brooklyn trying to make it 3 straight. We'll have your starting lineups coming up after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Jersey Shore here on this Saturday night. Bit of an earlier start time tonight for the Cyclones. A 6 p.m. first pitch upcoming shortly. That's the usual for Saturday games. Of course, 1 hour earlier than the regular night games here during the week at Maimonides Park. But it is the Cyclones and the Blue Claws getting ready to do battle on this Saturday night here at Dinos at the Diamond Night. We had a dinosaur throw out the first pitch and expect to see numerous appearances throughout the game tonight as well. So glad you could join us on this Saturday evening. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Jersey Shore Blue Claws, now at 3-3 so far in the second half. Led by Greg Brodzinski, here's his nine. How Yuli leads off and plays second base, then Gabriel Rincones Jr., the designated hitter. Aramis Garcia on a rehab assignment is the three-hitter for Jersey Shore tonight. He does the catching. Rickson Wingrove, the cleanup man, he plays first base, followed by Marcus Lee Sang in the five-hole out in left field. Nick Ward, tonight's third baseman for the Blue Claws, he's in the sixth spot. Leandro Pineda out in right field, bat seventh, followed by Eric Brito, the shortstop, hitting eighth. And Jared Carr is tonight's center fielder for the Blue Claws. He bats ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Jersey Shore, it is Zach Hockey, making his fourth appearance, third start of his 2023 campaign. First with Jersey Shore, though, he's logged 10 2/3 innings, a 5.91 ERA to go with an 0-1 record. Now for the home Cyclones at 5-1 in half number two so far, trying to make it three straight and continue their red-hot start. They enter tonight only half a game back of first-place Aberdeen in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Alex Ramirez leads off, plays center field. Kevin Parada in the two-hole does the catching. Abraham Almonte is in the three spot for Brooklyn. He is the left fielder. Then Stanley Consuegra cleans up. He's out in right. Mateo Gilbat's fifth and is the first baseman. Drake Osborne tonight's DH in the six-hole. Then Chase Estep batting third, or playing third and batting seventh. Junior Tilly in the second baseman in the eighth spot, followed by Cesar Perpesi, the shortstop, and batting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, it's Eliezer Hernandez, making his second appearance of this series on his MLB rehab assignment. Hernandez and Hockey, Cyclones and Blue Claws, first pitch baseball after the break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Ready for baseball on this Saturday afternoon. Major League rehabber Eliezer Hernandez on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. Quick look at the Jersey Shore lineup. He'll face Hau-Yu Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., Aramis Garcia on his own rehab assignment. Rickson Wingrove, Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, Eric Brito, and Jared Carr, the Blue Claw starting nine. In that order, Eliezer Hernandez will get the start tonight. 6'1", 214 pounds, 28 years old, from Ocumare de Tuy in Venezuela. Hernandez making his third appearance with Brooklyn. No record, an ERA of 9, has given up two runs on three hits in two innings, no walks and three strikeouts. Gave up a two-run homer to Marcus Lee Sang on Wednesday night. Hau-Yu Lee will lead things off for the Blue Claws this evening. Phillies' number 7 prospect, according to Baseball America. Hitting at 260 overall this year, two homers, 19 RBIs. Righty against righty in the first pitch of the night from Hernandez. Misses down and away, and we are underway at 6:01 Eastern. Lee 1-for-4 with a stolen base last night. 8-game hitting streak, and Hernandez hits the outside corner. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Music coming in from out beyond the outfield wall, out by the boardwalk and from Luna Park, the 1-1. And Lee takes the slider outside. And the count runs to 2-1. Right now, 74 degrees on Coney Island. Real feel at 79. 8-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south-southeast as Lee a ground ball left side and through for a base hit. Making a 9-game hitting streak for the 20-year-old from Taiwan. And the Blue Claws have the game's first hit, the game's first base runner. One batter into this ballgame. Brings up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Rincones 0-for-4 last night. Hitting at 210 in 15 games with the Blue Claws. No homers, 5 RBIs. 22-year-old, 2-for-12 in this series. And the righty's first pitch, and Rincones fouls it straight back. And the count 0-1.
Hau-Yu Lee has hit leadoff every game in this series so far for Jersey Shore. That's the first time he's reached base in the first inning, missed the fourth game.
And Tidwell and Stewart retired the side in order in each of the last two games. The first pitch was fouled back. Second one to Rincones, misses up and away. And it's 1-1. Hernandez making his third rehab appearance with Brooklyn. His first start, made 3 starts with single-A St. Lucie back in late May, early June. As Rincones takes up and away, it's 2-0. Had that first rehab stint cut a little bit short. Something didn't feel quite right for Hernandez. As time called by the home plate umpire. Hernandez acquired by the Mets back in November. Lee leads off of first. He goes 2-1, sails over the head and glove of Parada, and easily on to second base goes Lee as Kevin chases it back to the backstop to prevent Lee from advancing further. So ball 3 to Rincones, a stolen bag for Lee. That's his 11th. And the Blue Claws have a man in scoring position and nobody out. But Hernandez acquired with Jeff Brigham in exchange for a couple of former Cyclones and right-hander Franklin Sanchez and outfielder Jake Mangum. The 3-1, and Rincones laid on the fastball. Hernandez dialing it up that time to 91. And the count full. Hernandez sets with a cross step towards third base. A look towards second, the payoff pitch. And Rincones fights it off the hands. It remains at 3-2. Hernandez landed on the injured list for the Mets 3 days before opening day on March the 27th. Landed there with a right shoulder strain, was transferred to the 60-day IL on the 10th of May. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Left that slider suspended, and Rincones couldn't wait back. And Hernandez has the first out of the ballgame on a strikeout. One away in the top of the first. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here comes the rehabber, Aramis Garcia. The first pitch he sees misses down and away for ball one. Aramis Garcia was playing at AAA Lehigh Valley in the Philly system. 19 games, was hitting .183. 13 for 71, three homers, nine RBIs. The 1-0, and Garcia fouls it to the right. This gets out of play. It's one ball and one strike. Defensively behind Hernandez tonight, left to right in the outfield, Abraham Almonte, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the horn, Chase Estep, Cesar Berbessi, Junior Tillian, and Mateo Gil. With Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate, the 1-1. And Garcia chases the slider down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Prior to landing on the injured list, Garcia had a seven-game hitting streak. Was 9 for his last 28. Lee leads off a second. The 1-2 from Hernandez. And this is a ground ball in the hole at short. Backhanded by Berbessi, overhand throw low, and Gil couldn't pick it on the forehand. The ball rolls out towards the pitcher's mound and Hernandez. But Mateo Gil still getting adjusted to some time at first base. Gil, prior to this season, had only made one professional start in the United States at first base. This just his ninth appearance of the season. And I imagine that'll go down as an error either on Berbessi or Gill. So men at the corners and one out for Ricks and Wingrove. Righty's first pitch, and Wingrove a high fly ball to right, but got underneath it just a tad. Consuegra will come in and make the catch. Tagging from third is Lee. Here comes the throw to the plate, the tag, and Parada couldn't hold on to it. Garcia takes second as the ball squirts away from the Brooklyn catcher. And Jersey Shore has a 1-0 lead. Oh, my goodness. Had Parada been able to scoop that dirt ball on the throw-in by Consuegra, they had Haoyu Lee at the plate. That was a marvelous throw by Stanley Consuegra in from right field. But Jersey Shore strikes first for the second time in this series. Wingrove's 46th RBI. And now it's Marcus Lee Sang. Righty's first pitch. And Lee Sang takes outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Lee Sang 0 for 4 last night. Had his 18-game on-base streak snapped. Hitting at .274, 6 homers, 35 batted in. Man at second, 2 out. Blue Claw is a 1-0 lead. The 1-0. And Lee Sang swings and misses. Off-speed away. It's one ball and one strike. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing straight in towards us. Berbessi holding on, the runner at second, Garcia. The 1-1, and Lee Sang swings through a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes, 90 miles an hour that time from Hernandez. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. It is Brian Laws, Elliot Melton is on the bases today. Hernandez rests his two-tone mitt on the front left-hand side of his chest. Now the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Got him. Inning over. But the Blue Claws take the lead. One run, one hit, one error. And one man left on base at the end of a half an inning. It's Jersey Shore 1. And the Blue Claws, or rather the Cyclones, coming to bat on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the first inning, Zach Hockey making his Blue Claws debut today. Hockey added to the roster earlier today from Single-A Clearwater, standing at 6'7", 220 pounds, 26 years old from Belleville, Illinois. Hockey making two appearances, one start with the Threshers in the Florida State League, went 0-1 with a 9.45 ERA, 10 hits in 6 2/3 innings, walked four and struck out six, also threw four shutout innings and a rehab appearance in the Florida Complex League back on June the 9th. Brooklyn lineup Hockey will face today: Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, Abraham Almonte, Stanley Consuegra, Mateo Gil, Drake Osborne, Chase Estep, Junior Tillian, and Cesar Berbessi round out the Brooklyn starting nine tonight. Hockey, originally drafted in the sixth round out of Kentucky by the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City released him at the tail end of spring training on March the 21st. Phillies signed him 9 days later and ended up making his organizational debut on June the 9th. Alex Ramirez will lead off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the first, with the Cyclones trailing by a run. Was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI double. First pitch to Ramirez, swinging a line drive, base hit left center field. Rolling into the gap, over to cut it off his car. Ramirez, a wide turn at first, retreats, and Alex is aboard with a first pitch single. Came off the bat at 105 miles an hour, and Ramirez leads off the ball game with a base hit. So one on and nobody out brings up Kevin Parada, who hit a first inning home run last night. And he takes a fastball from Hockey for a strike at 92. And the count 0-1. Parada average at 268. That leads the team along with the team best 8 homers and 30 RBIs. Throw back to first, and Ramirez dives in safely. Parada, 10-game hitting streak, 15-game on base streak coming into play tonight. And hitting 367 in his first 8 games of the homestand. The 0-1, and Parada ground ball left side sliding, stopped by Ward on a second for one, relay back to first, in time, double play. Beautifully turned, Ward it to Lee to Wingrove. Ward of the sprawling stop, and then Lee, a quick transfer to get the hustling Parada, 5-4-3 double play. So after the leadoff base hit, a double play erases Ramirez. And there are two out for Abraham Almonte. Almonte scratched from Brooklyn's lineup yesterday, was 0-for-4 with a strikeout on Wednesday. 2-for-10 with the Cyclones during his rehab stint. No extra base hits, 3 RBIs. Left-handed batter with an open stance. The first pitch to Almonte, taken low for ball one. Defensively behind Hockey tonight, left to right in the outfield, Marcus Lee Sang, Jared Carr, and Leandro Pineda. Hockey from the stretch, the 1-0. And Almonte looks at a called strike. It's 1-1. Third and first around the infield, Nick Ward, Eric Brito, Hau-Yu Lee and Rickson Wingrove with Aramis Garcia doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-1. And Almonte, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Lee Sang, slowing down in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And the side is retired. So Brooklyn gets a leadoff single, but a double play forces them to send the minimum to the plate. In the first, we are through 1-1 Blue Claws on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Eliezer Hernandez stays out for a second inning of work. First time he's done that as part of his rehab with the Cyclones. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, Eric Brito. Three due up against the Cyclones in the top half of the inning. Sandy making his way around the suites, visiting all the different fans of the ballpark tonight, rocking his very own special Dinos at the Diamond uniform tonight. Nick Ward will lead things off for Jersey Shore. In the top half of the second inning, Ward hitless last night. Getting the start at third base today. Hitting at 251, five homers, 32 runs batted in. Hernandez kicks his first pitch of the inning. And Ward takes up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Brooklyn today wearing the specialty uniforms for this Dino-themed weekend. The 1-0. And Ward takes a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. White uniforms, Brooklyn arched across the chest in red bubble lettering. Blue numerals front and back. The 1-1. High and outside. And the count 2-1. Blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Red sleeves on that white top. Hernandez, long royal blue sleeves coming out either end of the jersey. The 2-1. And Ward a ground ball back up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. So a pair of leadoff singles against Hernandez tonight. One by Lee in the first, now by Ward in the second. 97 miles an hour exit velo on that base hit. And there's one on, nobody out for Leandro Pineda.
I do have to say, Justin, the jerseys are pretty sweet.
Lily Clark, our creative services manager, designing those beautifully. Got a little silhouette of a dinosaur underneath the numerals on the back of the jersey as Pineda takes outside for ball one. Pineda 0-for-3, drove in the Blue Claws only run on Thursday with a sac fly, hitting at 204, four homers, 32 batted in. Hernandez at the belt. Now the 1-0. And Pineda a high fly ball out in a shallow left. Out is the shortstopper, Bessie, calls off Almonte. And Cesar makes the catch on the outfield turf. One out, one on in the top half of the second inning. But white pants for Bessie, has him all the way down to his ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Hernandez, bright white cleats, buried into the ballpark mound. Cyclones today, the normal home caps, navy with navy bills, white old English B with the red interlocking C on the front. Eric Brito had off last night. He'll come up with one on and one out. And the first pitch is on the inside corner. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brito 0-for-3 with a walk on Thursday, hitting .195 in his first 13 games with the Blue Claws, 8-for-41, no homers, 7 batted in. The 0-1, off the end of the bat into center field, racing in Ramirez, out is Tillian, is going to have to play it on a hop, ball bouncing, Ramirez underhands it to second, not in time. There was miscommunication between Ramirez and Tillian, and it appeared Ramirez was playing fairly deep, had to run a long way in and to his left to make a play on that ball, and tried, I think, playing it off a bounce and slapping it to Tillian, who would have thrown on to second to try and force out Ward. But instead, Brito, a seeing eye base hit. And the Blue Claws have two on and one out for Jared Carr, the nine hitter. Righty against lefty, and Carr drives it in the air. Deep right center field, long run back into his left. Ramirez away back on towards the warning track, makes an incredible running grab. Brito was at second base, has to sprint back to first. Oh, Alex Ramirez covering a ton of ground back and to his left to take away extra bases and assuredly at least one RBI from Jared Carr. That ball was hit 104.5 miles an hour. Traveled 357 feet, and Ramirez had to make a perfect route to grab that ball, and that's exactly what he did. Two on, two out, still a 1-0 ball game in favor of the visitors. Aliu Lee singled, stole a base, and scored in the opening frame, and he takes a called strike. And the count 0-1.
What made it all the more impressive as well, Justin, was the fact that Ramirez, because of the play prior, was playing a little more shallow. Considering how deep that ball was hit, he had to cover more ground than he typically would based on his normal position.
The 0-1. Lee fights it off the hands, back behind home plate. Parada gives a look, but this will get about six rows into the seats. And Hernandez ahead, no balls and two strikes. Is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen likely to be Hernandez's final inning? Hernandez gets the one he wants. Ward at second, Brito the man at first. The 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Got him on the high fastball at 92, and Hernandez strands a pair in the inning. No runs, two hits, two left. At the end of 1.5, still 1-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Zach Hockey back to the mound in the bottom of the second inning. Blue Claws a 1-0 lead, bottom of the 6 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gnamowitz with you on this Saturday. Series continues tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock start here at Maimonides Park. Rafael Marcano will get the ball for the Blue Claws. Yoander Suarez will take the hill for Brooklyn. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Dinos at the Diamond Part 2 tomorrow afternoon. Get your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. Stanley Consuegra to lead off the bottom of the second. And the first pitch fastball from Hockey is across at 93 for strike one. Consuegra, a missile of a home run in the eighth inning last night off Orion Kirkering, the 0-1. And Consuegra swings and misses at the off-speed low. It's 0-2. Consuegra, 2-for-7 with a double and a home run since returning to Brooklyn. Overall hitting at .242. 6 homers and 20 RBIs as he strikes out on the off-speed down. 1 out in the bottom of the second inning. First Blue Claw strikeout for the right-hander Zach Hockey. Here's Mateo Gill. Mateo 0-for-3 on Thursday night. Did not play yesterday. Hitting at a .194 in Brooklyn. 6 homers, 21 RBIs. This is a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Brito to his left. Adjacent to the second base bag. Throws on to Wingrove. There are 2 out. So 2 out for Drake Osborne. Drake 0-for-2. Drove in a run with a bases loaded walk last night. Hitting at a .158, 15-for-95, 6 homers, 18 runs batted in. As he pulls the first pitch foul up the third base side, it's 0-1. Blue Claws tonight wearing the navy alternates. Blue Claws in white, bubble lettering across the chest, the 0-1. Outside, it's a ball and a strike. White numerals front and back. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Hockey. Red and blue piping along the side. Bright red cleats. As Osborne rips it foul off the top of the screen. Third base way, it's 1-2. Yeah, red and white Nike cleats for Hockey buried into the Maimonides Park mound. Royal blue, or rather powder blue cap, I should say. Red bill with the navy crab silhouette on the front. William Lugo taking in the game from the top step of the dugout. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Hockey got him on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball up, and he has his first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of two. Still 1-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Eliezer Hernandez's rehab assignment is done for the day for Brooklyn. Goes 2 innings, allows 1 unearned run on 3 hits, no walks, struck out 3, 32 pitches and 22 strikes. On is the right-hander Michael Krause, 6'1", 200 pounds. Will celebrate his 26th birthday coming up in August from Murrysville, Pennsylvania. And he'll face off against 2, 3, and 4 in the Blue Claw lineup. 1-0 Jersey Shore as we move to the top of the third. And stepping up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner to my left, Johnny Gnamowitz.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. It's a 1-0 deficit for Brooklyn as we enter inning number 3 from Maimonides Park. 2-3-4 for the Blue Claws, trying to tack on to this 1-0 lead. Michael Krause, the first Brooklyn pitcher out of the pen after Eliezer Hernandez's rehab start, goes 2 frames, and the first pitch of the third is a slider that misses away to the left-handed hitting Gabriel Rincones Jr., and it's 1-0. Rincones' first time up, a swinging strikeout. Krause's 1-0. Fastball misses off the plate, and it's 2 balls and no strikes now. Rincones, the designated hitter tonight for Jersey Shore, saw him in right field yesterday. Krause's 2-0. Fastball misses just a hair inside, and it is 3 balls and no strikes now to Rincones Jr. Bit of a tough day for Gabriel last night, 0-for-4, a pair of strikeouts. 3-0. Krause goes to the fastball, and it's up and away for ball 4. So an unideal start to Michael Krause's night, a 4-pitch walk to put Rincones Jr. on base with nobody out, and now a runner on first for Aramis Garcia. So Krause still trying to settle in. A healthy-sized lead off the first base bag for Rincones, and the first pitch to Garcia is in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Last time up for Aramis in that first inning reached on an error. Jersey Shore did plate one in the first on a sacrifice fly. A 1. Slider clips the inner half for a called strike. And it is 0-2 now to Garcia. 19 games for Aramis at the AAA level. Just a .183 though. Awaiting an 0-2 pitch in the righty batter's box. And Krause fires up and in. Garcia leaned out of the way of it. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Slight breeze continuing to blow in. American flag in straightaway center unfurled directly towards home. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Krause. Garcia swung right over it. And there's one gone here in the top of the third. Still 1-0 Blue Claws.
That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. This is at Denman, Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
We saw plenty of Lock and Solo Paint strikeouts last night for the Cyclones. First pitch, runner goes, waving a miss from Wingrove. Throw down, he got him! Beauty of a toss from Kevin Parada to get Rincones in time for out number 2. Rincones Jr. did not get a bad jump on that baseball whatsoever, but Parada putting that right arm to use. A 1 to Wingrove, lofted in the air, right center field. Ramirez and Consuegra converging in the gap, and it's Alex, the center fielder, who makes the catch for out number 3. So a leadoff walk, but then a strikeout, a caught stealing, and a flyout for Michael Krause in the top of the third. We move the home half, still 1-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom third of the order, two up for the Cyclones here in the bottom of the third. Chase Estep, Junior Tillian, Cesar Berbessi. 7-8-9 for the Clones. It is 1-0 Jersey Shore
back here at Maimonides Park alongside my partner Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Jersey Shore, a run in the top of the first on a sacrifice fly, but no scoring on either side since then. And now the Brooklyn Bats will try to pull even. Estep, Tillian, and Berbessi on the face Zach Hockey in his third frame of work. Hockey has faced the minimum so far. Now he gets Chase Estep, lefty hitting third baseman, for the first time tonight. Lights flicked on here at the ballpark, but still plenty of sunshine and daylight to go around. Just past 6:30 on the East Coast. Third baseman Ward in towards the grass in the first pitch. It's a fastball in there for a called strike to Estep. It is nothing and one. Hockey has faced the minimum so far. A one. Estep takes low and in towards the ankles. It's a ball and a strike. Has allowed a base hit, though. It was a single from Alex Ramirez, Brooklyn's leadoff man in the home first, but then got Kevin Parada right after him to hit to a 5-4-3 double play. The 1-1. Estep takes low and in yet again. Count moves to two balls and one strike to the former Kentucky Wildcat. Chase yesterday, 1-for-3, scored a run, the 2-1. Estep smacks it foul. First base side, just past the bag. And it's two balls and two strikes. Cyclones a night ago, 5-1 winners. Behind seven innings of one-run ball from Blade Tidwell. Career-high 11 strikeouts as well. Make it two straight and really solid outings for Brooklyn starters. 2-2, cut on and missed. Foul tip held for strike three. And Estep is retired on strikes. That's three punch-outs now for Zach Hockey, and two in a row. But yeah, going back to Thursday night, Tyler Stewart was every bit as good as Tidwell was here last night. Stewart an identical, seven innings, one run. First pitch, Tillian in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-1 to Junior. Day off for Tillian yesterday. Did not see him in the Brooklyn lineup. Did hit a solo shot, though, back on Thursday. 0-1 is a skipper off the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. One nothing Blue Claws. Bases empty. One away here in the home third. 1-1. Tillian gets a piece. Nubs it foul. Just offset to the right of home plate. And it is a ball and two strikes. That home run perhaps snapping Junior out of a bit of a funk during his start to his Brooklyn career. Just 4-for-24 entering play today. Toward the back of the righty batter's box, Hockey deals. Fastball up and away. Tillian wanted no part of that one. Barely lifted the bat off the left shoulder. And the count evens up now at two balls and two strikes. Music continuing to blare in from the boardwalk. 2-2. Hit off the handle. A flare on the left side. And the shortstop, Burrito, can't get there. It's through for a base hit. Tillian will park in at first, a one-out single for Junior. And that brings up Cesar Berbessi for the first time tonight with one on and one gone. Nice job by Tillian to just sort of fork that baseball up through the middle of the infield. And Rito, the shortstop, was slightly shaded towards the third base bag. That didn't make his life any easier. And now Berbessi. First pitch to Cesar. He swings and fouls it straight back. Up out of the stadium towards Surf Avenue. And it's 0-1. Cesar 0-for-2 yesterday. Did not get a run, though. On a sacrifice fly. Part of a three-run second inning for the Clones. 0-1 to him. Berbessi takes low and away. And it's a ball and a strike. Does seem odd. Normally Saturday evening's the penultimate game of a series. Not the case this week, though. 1-1. Berbessi takes low and away yet again. And it is two balls and one strike. 2 p.m. matinee contest tomorrow. Dinos at the Diamond Part 2. Before we close up shop Monday night in the finale. Pickoff attempt. But Tillian didn't even need to slide to get back safely. Wingrove, the Jersey Shore first baseman, continues to hold them on. Hockey out of the stretch, set at the belt, glances towards home, and the 2-1. Fouled back by Berbessi. Two balls and two strikes to the Brooklyn shortstop. After Cesar, we go back to the top for Alex Ramirez, the only other man who has a base hit today besides Tillian, who stands off of first as we speak. Packed crowd on hand here on this Saturday night, not just at the ballpark, but on Coney Island as a whole. 2-2. Berbessi takes call, strike three on the outside corner. Borderline pitch, but Hockey, the beneficiary from Brian Law, is calling the balls and strikes today. That is fourth strikeout of the night, second of the frame. And now a much more manageable scenario with two gone and Tillian still off of first base. Peering beyond the right field wall out onto the beach, plenty of heads. First pitch. Fastball in there, a called strike to Ramirez. It's nothing and one. Real sense of liveliness up and down Surf Avenue this evening. Saturday night, first night of July. 0-1. Ramirez off the handle of the bat. That's a flare into shallow center and down for a base hit. Tillian up to second. He will stay there. Nice job by the center fielder Carr to collapse in on that ball quickly. But that's got to be frustrating for Hockey. Two very soft contact singles allowed in the frame. And Brooklyn still down 1-0. Now has two men on the base paths for maybe their hottest hitter in Kevin Parada. Kevin, a first-round selection by the Mets a year ago, stands in now. With Tillian on second, Ramirez on first, and two gone. First toss, Parada laid on a heater, and it's nothing and one. Kevin, a solo shot yesterday. His eighth home run of the season. The batting average up now to .267. Slowly but surely, steadily rising. 0-1. Parada smacks it on the left side. Third baseman Ward collects, and he's just going to tap the third base bag for out number three. So Brooklyn strands a pair in the third. They still find themselves in a 1-0 hole. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left. At the end of three, it's Jersey Shore 1, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Moving right along on a Saturday night on Coney Island. Jersey Shore, a 1-0 lead as we enter the top of the fourth. It'll be 5-6-7 for the Blue Claws to start the frame. Marcus Lee-Seng, Nick Ward, and Leandro Pineda on to face Michael Krause in his second inning of relief work out of the Brooklyn bullpen. He gets Lee-Seng for the first time tonight. First time up for Marcus, a swinging strikeout to conclude the top of the first. The top of the first that saw the only run of this ballgame so far on a sacrifice fly. Krause ready, Lee-Seng ready. And the first pitch of the fourth is a breaking ball, rip and a miss. And it's nothing and one to Marcus Lee-Seng. The Jersey Shore left fielder at .274 on the campaign thus far. 0-for-4 yesterday, 0-1. Takes a slider just off the outer edge, and it is one ball and one strike. Krause, a part of a Brooklyn bullpen that has done nothing but dazzle as of recently. 1-1. Lee-Seng flares it off the handle. Left-hand side into foul ground. The third baseman E-step over to have a look, but nothing more. As it lands about 10 rows deep, and the count 1-2. But the Brooklyn pen Now a shiny 3.06 ERA. Good for not just tops in the South Atlantic League, but first in all of minor league baseball. One and two, the count on Lisek. Righty arm on lefty bat. An open stance. 1-2. Called strike three. A breaking ball from Krause right over the heart of the plate. But Lisek couldn't do anything with it. And there's one gone with the bases empty.
And that paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lockett Solo Paints with them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Chris Newell out of the Brooklyn dugout. And we will see if this is all she wrote for Michael Krause. If Newell does indeed take the baseball, and he will do just that. So a call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. We'll have it for you after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is another rehabber for Brooklyn. It's the righty Sean Reed Foley, 6'3", 230. Will celebrate his 28th birthday in August from Agana Heights in Guam. Reed Foley had his rehab assignment transferred from Single-A St. Lucie back on Wednesday. Reed Foley pitched against the Blue Claws on Wednesday through a perfect inning of relief, struck out two of the three men he faced, has only allowed one hit in four innings over four rehab appearances. Johnny.
All right, Justin, thank you. So Michael Krause's day is done after an inning and a third, no hits, no runs, two strikeouts, a walk. Sean Reed Foley on, and his first pitch of the night is to Nick Ward. It's a fastball that sails away, and it's 1-0. Ward a single, his only other time up so far tonight. Reed Foley, the third Brooklyn pitcher used of the night after Eliezer Hernandez started the contest. The righty hurls a 1-0. It's a fastball in there for a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. Tough day to be a Blue Claw hitter. You get not one, but two Major League rehabbers. But that hasn't thwarted Jersey Shore as of yet, at least. A 1-0 lead on a sacrifice fly in the first off Hernandez. 1-1. Sliced foul, left-hand side. And it is a ball and two strikes now to Ward. Nick yesterday, 0-for-3, a strikeout. Brooklyn infield playing back towards the edge of the brown-shaded turf, where it meets that green-colored turf. 1-2, up and away. Ward barely took the bat off the shoulder, and it's two balls and two strikes. Good life on the fastball from Reed Foley regardless, though. That time touching 95.3 on the gun. The righty set at the belt. Out of the stretch, a high left leg kick, 2-2. This ball scorched to right field. It's well hit, back towards the track, at the wall. It is fair, and it is gone. Solo shot off the bat of Nick Ward. He doubles the Blue Claw lead. It is 2-0. Jersey Shore here in the fourth. sixth long ball of the season for Ward. And he left little doubt about that one. The only question, would it stay fair? And it most certainly did.
And Johnny, now Ward can say he's homered off a big leaguer. 102.1 off the bat, 370 feet on the long ball by Ward.
So bases empty, one gone. And the first pitch to Leandro Pineda is a called strike. It's nothing and one. Not how Sean Reed fully imagined his relief outing to start, I'm sure. But still only a 2-0 ball game. And the 0-1. High chopper on the right side. Second baseman Dillian in. He collects and tosses over to first in time for out number two. So now two away, and the base is empty for the shortstop, Eric Brito. For Reed Foley, working his way back from Tommy John surgery in May of 2022. One of just two players in Major League history born in Guam. John Haddock, the other, 13 games with Toronto back in 06. First pitch to Brito. Hooking foul down the right field line. 0-1. Reed Foley, a former second round selection by Toronto in the 2014 MLB draft. Acquired by the Mets as part of the Steven Matz trade in January of 21. A deep exhale from Reed Foley. Long pause, 0-1 pitch. Fastball hit to shallow right field. Consuegra underneath makes the one-handed catch for out number three. But Jersey Shore, a solo homer off the bat of Nick Ward. Blue Claws in front. They lead the Cyclones 2-0 through 3.5 as we head to the home fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Well, Brooklyn dealing with circumstances they haven't much over the past week or so. Tonight playing from behind, it's Jersey Shore 2 and Brooklyn nothing as we enter the bottom of the fourth. Welcome back to Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamo. It's the good news for the Clones, though. They do have 3-4-5. Mid of the order due up in this bottom of the fourth. Abraham Almonte, Stanley Consuegra, and then Mateo Gil. Zach Hockey back out for his fourth frame of work. Jersey Shore starter, who has been solid so far. No runs allowed on only three hits with four strikeouts. Now he gets Abraham Almonte for the second instance this evening. Got him to fly out to left, his first time up at the dish. Almonte is in the lefty batter's box, ready to go. The home plate umpire, Brian Laws, does not have the mask on yet. Now he flicks it on and sets up shop beneath the catcher, Garcia. And we're ready to go in the home fourth. First pitch to Almonte, a fastball in there for a called strike. And it is 0-1. Third baseman Nick Ward playing well off the third baseline, and I mean well. 0-1. Almonte over the top of a breaking ball. He falls behind quickly 0-2. We've seen that all week. Blue Claw is really playing to Abraham's pole side. They've done the same with Mateo Gil as well. 0-2. Almonte, ironically enough, goes the other way, but it's a foul ball. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. Almonte continuing his minor league rehab assignment. 0-2. Gets a piece and fouls it off his ankles. That one will sting. And the count stays no balls and two strikes. But Almonte back on Wednesday, the opening game of this series, was his first contest with the Cyclones in which he did not reach base. 0-2. Takes just off the plate away. One ball and two strikes. We have not seen Abraham swing at a lot of pitches outside of the wheelhouse. Drawing walks at a consistent rate, but he is behind here. 1-2, the pitch. Foul tip held. No, he dropped it. So we'll try it again at 1-2. Popped in and out of the catcher's mitt, Garcia. So, Abraham a second chance perhaps now. We'll try it again at 1-2. Hockey working exclusively out of the stretch, even with the bases empty. His 1-2 delivery. Hit foul, right-hand side. Caroms off the Brooklyn dugout. So a productive at-bat here from Abraham. Perhaps regardless of the result. But only a 1-2 count. And with his plate discipline, this battle could be far from over. Right fielder Pineda over into foul ground to grab a spare ball laying on the field before play officially resumes. All squared away. 1-2 pitch. Almonte hits a rocket to right field. Well struck. It's back, and it's off the fence. Almonte, a big turnaround. First, he'll stop there, though. A beautiful play by the right fielder, Pineda, to play it off the one-hop ricochet and relay it in and make sure Almonte wasn't thinking extra bases.
It's funny how baseball works sometimes, Johnny. Hit that ball 107 miles an hour, and if he hit it maybe about 3-4 inches taller, he gets to jog around the bases for a home run, but because it banged off the fence at such a velocity, has to hold it first with a single.
Now Stanley Consuegra, first pitch swinging, and he misses at a breaking ball, tail spinning down and away. So Almonte on base for the first time tonight. And now the Cyclones, nobody out in the fourth, have the tying run up at the dish. 0-1. Consuegra, again, out in front of a breaking ball, and it's 0-2, and Stanley calls for time. That is something we have seen Consuegra struggle with a bit this year, Justin. It does seem like he sees that bending breaking ball. His eyes light up. Perhaps one that he could park beyond the fence in left field. 0-2. Another swing and a miss. And Stanley down on three pitches. Fifth strikeout of the night for Zach Hockey. I guess it's twofold with a guy like Consuegra, because he is such an electrifying bat when he does make contact. You want to talk about exit velo and hard hit rate. He's right up there with some of the best of them, barreling up the baseball. But a lot of swings and misses and pitches out of the zone. As Mateo Gil pops up the first pitch, he sees on the left-handed side. The catcher Garcia over to have a look, but this one is souvenir. But for whatever Consuegra might lack offensively, certainly makes up for it defensively. We saw him toss out a runner at home a couple of nights ago in right field. And really just a pleasure to have back in this Brooklyn lineup, whether he's up at the plate or out in the field. 0-1. Misses inside. And it's a ball and a strike to Mateo Gil. Some action beginning to brew down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Nothing crazy just yet. Maybe some light tossing, stretching. 1-1. Gil. Ground ball foul. Third base side. Blue Claws 2, Cyclones nothing. We're in the bottom of the fourth, a runner on first, and one man out.
You look like Eli Ankeny is the man standing atop the bullpen mound for Brooklyn. Reed Foley only threw nine pitches, though, in the top half of this inning.
1-2 to Gill. Mateo takes up and away for ball two. There was some conversation. Eli Ankeny was penciled in to be the starting pitcher tonight. But a late change, as it was indeed Eliezer Hernandez. 2-2. Gill serves it foul, third base side. Count remains two balls and two strikes. But following that logic, you would have to imagine Ankeny at some point is in line to toss this evening, whether it's to open up play in the top of the fifth or maybe a bit later on. Righty arm on righty bat, 2-2 to Gill. Smacked on the left side, this could be two. Brito to second for one, on to first. It's a double play. Just how you draw it up, 6-4-3. And a leadoff single for the Clones amounts to, well, nothing in the fourth. It's still Jersey Shore 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change, and you guessed it, it is indeed Eli Ankeny on to relieve Sean Reed Foley, who, as Justin alluded to earlier, does only toss the nine pitches. And Reed Foley surrenders the one run as well. But now it falls on the shoulders of Eli Ankeny to pitch the fifth inning for Brooklyn. His Cyclones a 2-0 deficit here on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app, as Jersey Shore back up to bat in the top of the fifth. It is 9-1-2. Carl Lee and Rincones Jr. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Arad.
Thank you, Johnny. So Reed Foley's day done after just nine pitches. Gave up the home run to Nick Ward that may or may not have stayed fair down the right field line. Was ruled a fair ball and a home run. Jared Carr was robbed of extra bases on a great running catch by Alex Ramirez, his first time up. And Ankeny's first pitch taken low for ball one. Ankeny, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. And he issues a strike on the outer half. It's 1-1. Mets 20th round pick last year out of Grand Canyon University in Arizona. The 1-1 and a breaking ball high. It's two balls and one strike. Ankeny making his sixth appearance in Brooklyn at 2-0, a .96 ERA. Four hits in nine in the third innings, four walks, nine strikeouts. The 2-1, and Carr fouls it to the screen. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Blue Claws, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, no runs, four hits, an error. They have left two. Ankeny from the third base side, the break even. And Carr takes outside. It's three balls and two strikes. Dinos at the diamond night here at Maimonides Park. Had some animatronic dinosaurs wandering around the field. The concourse, 3-2, inside ball four. And Carr is on with a leadoff walk to start the fifth. So one on, nobody out. Back to the top of the order and Hao Yu Lee has singled and struck out tonight, one for two. Specialty uniforms for Brooklyn today. And again tomorrow afternoon, we had a dinosaur be hatched in between innings during the third here at the ballpark as this ripped out in the left, back into his left, Almonte. And he'll have to play it off the base of the fence. On his way to third is Carr. He'll be held there. Hao Yu Lee's second hit of the day is a double. And the Blue Claws threatening second and third and nobody out.
And it didn't do Almonte any favors. That ball didn't really take a very hard hop off of the wall. Must have hit some sort of dead spot. Kind of just stayed there. Didn't really afford Almonte the opportunity to play it off any sort of carom. Instead, he had to go, Justin, practically all the way to the base of the fence to retrieve that ball. That's why I'm a little surprised Jersey Shore didn't try to send Jared Carr to try and score on the play, but guess they'd rather opt for two in scoring position and nobody out here.
Especially with the heart of the lineup coming up. We've already seen a handful of players thrown out by Brooklyn at the plate, not just in this series, but throughout the course of this 2023 season. Gabriel Rincones Jr. 0 for 1 with a walk. And he takes outside from the southpaw. It's 1-0. Dinos at the Diamond Night here on Coney Island, one of the best newspaper articles ever written. Also involved the Mets and dinosaurs. 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's one ball and one strike. Was an old piece in the Village Voice about the Mets' favorite dinosaurs. This was done back in the 80s. Wally Backman and Darryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, Gary Carter still on the squad. As Rincona swings and misses, it's 1-2. And it has gone viral over the years, particularly because of one of the quotes made by Mookie Wilson, who will make an appearance here at Maimonides Park later this month. A 1-2 pitch fouled out towards Surf Avenue. It remains at a ball and two strikes. And they asked Mets players in the 80s what their favorite dinosaur was. And Mookie didn't give a specific dinosaur, but gave a memorable quote nonetheless. The 1-2 pitch, high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Mookie said, when I'm in a slump, I comfort myself by saying, if I believe in dinosaurs, then somewhere they must be believing in me. And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me. Then I bust out. As Rincones taps it foul behind the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. Has that ever been a motivation for you throughout the course of your young broadcasting
career?
That's
an all-timer. That's an all-timer for Mookie. You know, and if I believe in them, that has to mean they're out there believing in me. I like that logic. That's a good way to think.
But the quotes in this are phenomenal to the point where I don't even know if they're real. Go check it out. Type it in to the Google machine. There is a tiny bit of foul language in there. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, it's full three balls and two strikes on Rincones. One of the quotes from Frank Cashin, who is the Mets Hall of Fame GM, said, dinosaurs are important to any winning organization. And when your dinosaurs go, so does your competitive edge. This is fouled up the line. It remains at three balls and two strikes. But the best is at the end of the line from Frank Cashin. Says, I was talking to George Steinbrenner the other day, and he agreed with me. He said, quote, you know what killed off those great Yankee teams of mine, don't you? Extreme cold and changing vegetation. The payoff pitch, another one fouled straight back. It remains three balls and two strikes. Next pitch will be number 10 in this at-bat. The dinosaur focused on the logo there. I mean, this is just an unbelievably incredible article with quotes. There's still more to come. Infield in for Brooklyn. The payoff pitch, and Rincones off the hands in a shallow center, coming on Ramirez to make the grab. And they're not going to try the arm of Ramirez in center. Throw in cut off behind the mound by Gill. So Ankeny wins the battle against Rincones, gets the soft line out to center. Men at second and third, one out for Aramis Garcia. Garcia has reached on an error and struck out tonight 0 for 2. There's one from Keith Hernandez that says, I'm only going to say this once and then never again. I haven't had a favorite dinosaur since 83 when I came over from the Cardinals. The lefty's first pitch, and Garcia, a high fly ball. Deep center field, should bring in a run. Ramirez camps underneath to make the grab. Quickly fires back in. Tagging and scoring from third is Carr. Advancing to third goes Hao Yu Lee. It's a sacrifice fly for Aramis Garcia, and the Blue Claws take a 3-0 advantage in the fifth.
Yeah, that ball hit well too deep for Alex to have any real chance at making a play. So wisely cut off. And now Jersey Shore, a man at third base, and an opportunity to continue to pad to this lead. One of their more dangerous hitters up in Rickson Wingrove. This is a big at-bat here for Ankeny. You don't want to let this thing get out of hand.
First pitch of the at-bat to Rickson Wingrove. Chases one outside. It's 0-1. Wingrove, a sack fly and a fly out to center tonight. There was also one from Dwight Gooden that says, absolutely no question, the highlight of my season was finding that claw bone in the late Cretaceous formation just outside our dugout. And as this dribbled behind the plate, it's 0-2. Scaling up its dimensions, I'd conclude it was a creature that was about 6'1 and 200 pounds, probably Tom Seaver. One of the all-time great pieces of journalism. The 0-2 pitch. And Wingrove fights it off the hands towards the rooftop. Remains at no balls and two strikes. Need to find out what Sandy's all-time favorite dinosaur is. Has Sandy found any old fossils around his roost? The 0-2 pitch. And Wingrove fouls another one towards the seats. Man at third, two out, top of the fifth. Blue Claws a run in. They have a 3-0 lead here against the Cyclones. Runner leads off third. Ankeny's 0-2. Up and away, it's one ball and two strikes. One more quote because I can't help myself. Kevin Mitchell, I remember my first season in the minors. I had a bunch of rubber dinosaurs in my locker. Our manager comes by, picks them up by their tails, and heaves them out the door. He fixes me a look and says, first you make the majors. Man, talk about incentive. Fouled back, it's 1-2. Maybe the dinosaurs that Kevin Mitchell had believing in him were the inspiration for that barehanded catch he made with the Giants several years later. Maybe that's why David Wright had the strength to make that same barehanded catch for the Mets about 20 years later. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Breaking ball down. Wingrove retired on strikes and the inning is over. But the Blue Claws add another run to their ledger on one hit, one man left at the end of four and a half, halfway home on this Saturday night. 3-0 Blue Claws on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dinos at the Diamond Night here on Coney Island. Fans, sweet and boozy ice cream has arrived at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Come on down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 3-0 Blue Claws. Drake Osborne, Chase Estep, Junior Tilley, and the 3-2 up. And Osborne, a foul tip on the first pitch. And the count 0-1. Osborne struck out his first time. He is 0-1 today. Quarter past 7 in the East. Blue Claws in front by 3. Cyclones looking for their third straight win. Hockey works from the first base side, the 0-1. And Osborne takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Righty deals, and Osborne, a deep drive but out in front, sends it foul towards the loading dock, and the count is 1-2. But as Johnny mentioned in the pregame show, Tyler Stewart, Blade Tidwell became the first pair of Cyclones to toss seven full innings in back-to-back starts for the first time all season. Last time Brooklyn had pitchers toss seven or more innings in consecutive games was last season, when it happened in three straight ball games in September. The 1-2, Osborne a fly ball to center. To his right a few steps, Carr to make the grab. And there is one out in the fifth inning. So our question is, who were those three pitchers who threw seven or more innings in consecutive days? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to chime in. Chase Estep struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. A couple of former Kentucky Wildcats squaring off against one another. And Estep takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Estep and Hockey never did play together. The 0-1. And Estep fouls it away. It's 0-2. Estep, first year in Lexington in 2020. Hockey, his last year in Lexington in 2018. Worked from the first base side of the mound. The 0-2 to Chase. Outside, it's one ball and two strikes. Third baseman Ward playing off the line. Big gap between him and the third base back. Estep chokes up. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball up. And Hockey has another strikeout. Two down in the bottom of the fifth. Six strikeouts tonight for the 26-year-old. Brings up Junior Tillian. As one of Brooklyn's four base hits, that came back in the third. Hockey fastball slider changeup. The first pitch in for a strike, it's 0-1. Started his college career at Arkansas State in Jonesboro, Arkansas, before transferring on to John A. Logan at Junior College in Illinois for his sophomore season. As he misses high, 1-1 to Tillian. Transferred from John A. Logan on to Kentucky, where he finished his college tenure, the 1-1. Tillian, a bouncing ball to third. Coming in is Ward from the green-shaded turf. And Wingrove can't make the backhanded pick. Ball kicks off the netting. On his way to second, Tillian, he'll be there standing. So a defensive mistake by Jersey Shore allows the inning to continue. As Ward's throw just a tad bit low, and Wingrove could not find a way to backhand it. And Tillian read it beautifully, easily on to second base without a play. Imagine that'll go down as an error on Nick Ward. But Brooklyn with a man in scoring position and two out for the nine-hitter, Cesar Bervesi. Righty offers. And Verbesi takes off the outside edge in the count 1-0. The 1-0. And Verbesi takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Even the birds want to get in on Dinos at the diamond night. Got some little fellow wandering around the warning track right now. A 2-0. High, it's 3-0. We've seen rally monkeys. We've seen rally squirrels.
Rally pigeon?
Is that a pigeon? I don't even know.
It looks like it.
I was going to say, I'm not up to date on my ornithology.
Some variation of a pigeon, who knows?
The 3-0. Off the plate, inside ball 4, and Verbesi on with a walk. So back-to-back, two out, base runners for Brooklyn. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 2-for-2 tonight, a couple of base hits. That walk, the first one allowed by Hockey tonight. As the pitching coach, Phil Condari, coming out to the mound to have a talk with Garcia and the right-hander Hockey. Some stirring by the Blue Claw left field bullpen. Jersey Shore making a series of moves today, adding Garcia, adding Hockey as well from Clearwater. Right-hander Sam Jacobsack, who started the game on Thursday night for the Blue Claws, was granted his outright release by the Philadelphia Phillies organization. They got a small smattering of Blue Claw fans out adjacent to their third base dugout. A couple of Philly caps, Blue Claw caps and T-shirts. Much like we see a lot of Mets and Cyclones gear down in Lakewood. Two on, two out for Ramirez. And Hockey's pitch misses low. It's one ball and no strikes. Hockey threw a season-high 74 pitches in his last start. That was last Friday. He's at 66 with two out in the fifth. 3-0 Jersey Shore, the 1-0. And Ramirez takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. Kevin Parada, the catcher, waiting on deck. Was indeed a throwing error on Nick Ward. The 2-0 upstairs outside. And Ramirez ahead, three balls and no strikes. Seven straight out of the zone from Hockey as the rally pigeon continues to flex his muscles. Or her muscles. I'm, again, not up to date on my ornithology. The 3-0. Ramirez swings away, a home run hack. And comes up empty. It's three balls and a strike. Tillian reached on the error. He's at second. Verbesi walked the man at first. Got the best seat in the house, that bird. The 3-1. And Ramirez fouls it back towards us. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. No action in the Brooklyn bullpen. Will be Ankeny back to work in the bottom, or rather top of the sixth. The payoff pitch, runners go, and Ramirez fouls it off himself. Trying to walk it off outside of the ratty batter's box. And the count stays 3-2 on the 20-year-old center fielder. Ramirez is just 1-for-11 in this series coming into play today. 6-for-32 in the homestand. Blue Claws do have a right-hander up and warming as we speak. That appears to be Cam Wynn. Two on, two out, bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws have scored singular runs in the first, fourth, and fifth, have a 3-0 lead. Some blue sky still trying to peek its way out. Mostly overcast right now here on Coney Island. Runners will be off as they're forced in the infield with two out and a payoff pitch. The 3-2 comes, and Ramirez a high pop. First base side, Wingrove into foul territory by the first base. Coach's box makes the catch to end the inning. For the Cyclones, no runs, no hits, one error, two men left thanks to a walk. At the end of five innings of play, it is 3-0 Jersey Shore on Valley Live at the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top half of the sixth inning, Blue Claws 3, Cyclones nothing. Here on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network. Dinos at the Diamond, part 2 tomorrow afternoon. Gates open 1 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 1:45, 2 p.m. first pitch. Log on to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to secure your tickets today. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, 5, 6, and 7. Due up for Jersey Shore in the top half of the sixth inning. Looking out towards the right field line. Now everybody getting themselves situated to start the sixth. Lee Sang has struck out twice tonight. And the first pitch from the southpaw is in for a called strike one. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. As Lee Sang pulls it down the right field line, that one's going to stay fair for extra bases. One hop off the Geico signage, quickly tossed in by Consuegra. Offline, not in time. It's a leadoff double for Marcus Lee Sang, and the Blue Claws in business to start the sixth. 13th double of the year for Lee Sang. Came off the bat at 99 miles an hour. So a man at second, nobody out for Nick Ward, has singled and homered tonight. That home run made it a 2-0 game in the fourth. But our Coney Combo's trivia question of the day, Tyler Stewart and Blade Tidwell, through seven full innings in each of the last two games for Brooklyn. First time Cyclone starters have accomplished that this season. Lefty's first pitch to Ward fouled out of play. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn did it last in September of last season when they did it in three straight games. So what? Three pitchers through seven full innings in three straight games last September. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As Ward takes outside 1-1, you can also tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos even if you don't know the answer. You can always chime in with whatever Johnny or I have to say. Albeit granted, Twitter is working. The 1-1. Ward fouls it off the hands as 1-2. Got to be careful nowadays not to use up all your tweet views in one sitting. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, 3-0 Jersey Shore. 1-2, the count on Nick Ward. The lefty offers, and Ward spoils another. Back towards the roof, it remains at a ball and two strikes. Good crowd on hand tonight. A couple of young fans coming away with a souvenir at the luxury level. Peek toward second, the 1-2. And a breaking ball drops in there. Ward knew it. Strike three called. For Ankeny, that's his second strikeout today. One out in the top of the sixth. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Do have a guess from our good friend Robert Anderson. Comes out, takes photos here at Maimonides Park quite often. Guesses Bryant, Hamilton, and Moore. As that is high for ball one. Unfortunately, not the correct answers. The 1-0. Down and away, it's two balls and no strikes. I will say, one of those three pitchers are still on Brooklyn's roster. Or if I want to be grammatically correct, is it still on Brooklyn's roster? Pineda 0-2, the 2-0. And he swings through a fastball down at 91 miles an hour. It's two balls and a strike. And a couple of, really one big trade the last couple of days in Major League Baseball, the 2-1. And Pineda takes a called strike. It's 2-2 right before first pitch yesterday. Royals and Rangers linking up on a deal. Aroldis Chapman going to Texas in exchange for 25-year-old starter lefty Cole Reagans and a 17-year-old outfielder Rony Cabrera. Chapman having a big bounce-back season in Kansas City after signing a one-year deal there in the offseason. The 2-2, and Pineda fights it off the catcher, Parada. He's all right. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Chapman, 35 years old, a 2.45 ERA with the Royals before the August 1st trade deadline. Rangers 24th in the majors in bullpen ERA. Will Smith has been the closer. Josh Spores has also been a big part of their back end of the bullpen as this fouled off the luxury level and back down into the lower seating bowl. Nice play by a fan on the bounce. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Looks like they just came in from the boardwalk and the beach. The beauty of having your ballpark right next door to the Atlantic Ocean. The 2-2 pitch. Just off the outside edge. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Be interesting to see how Chapman fits in to the Rangers' plans. As they lead the AL West coming into play today. The payoff outside for ball four. So Pineda works a walk. Second free pass allowed by Ankeny today. There are two on and one out in the sixth for Eric Brito. 1-2 with a single and a line out to right as Victor Ramos, pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk with the lefty. Right-hander up and throwing it for the Cyclones down the line. That appears to be Robert Colina. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Here in the top half of the sixth inning. One game postponed. That was down in Georgia. Roma and Bowling Green rained out. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 11:30 in the morning. Bottom of the fifth in Wappingers Falls. Hudson Valley looking for their first win of the second half. They lead Wilmington 2-0. Carlos Rodon making a rehab start for the Renegades. And boy, did it go well. 3 2/3 innings. No runs, one hit, walk, two, struck out 8 of the 15 batters he faced. Zach Messenger has taken over for him. The lefty's first pitch, and Brito swings away, hits it in the air down the right field line. Two is left into foul territory. Consuegra, and he won't get there. Bounces in front of him, and Brito gets another chance. It's no balls and a strike. Top of the fifth in North Carolina. Greenville a 3-1 lead on Asheville. Angel Bastardo making the start for the drive. Tourists already into their bullpen. Lee Sang at second. Pineda at first with one out. Here's the 0-1 inside. And the count evens at 1-1. The late start down in Hickory. Crawdads in Greensboro. In a weather delay, it appears, as Brito takes a called strike. It is 1-2. That game was supposed to get underway at 7 o'clock. Has not started yet. Emiliano Teodo for the Crawdads. Thomas Harrington making the start for the Grasshoppers. They'll be the next team to come into Maimonides Park. Only meeting of the season between the divisional foes. Three games starting on July the 14th after the All-Star break. As Brito takes outside, it's 2-2. Only other game on the docket today. Aberdeen and Winston-Salem are tied at one in the bottom of the second. Kyle Verbitsky against Cole Seamus. The 2-2. Low. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jared Carr, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Ankeny fans, that black leather mitt out on his front right hip. The payoff pitch. Brito, a ground ball over the middle, fielded by second baseman Tillian on the back. Throws on to first. Double play. Inning over. Ground ball carried Tillian towards the second base bag. He picked it up while standing on the pillow. And an easy 4-3 twin killing squelches the rally. For the Blue Claws in the inning, no runs, a hit. And one man left at the end of 5.5, 3-0 Jersey Shore on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change for the Blue Claws. Of course, brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. New pitcher in the game, it's Cam Wynn. Comes on to relieve Hockey, who departs in line for the win. 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts to 1 walk. His Blue Claws a 3-0 lead. And now Cam Wynn on to toss the bottom of the sixth. He gets 2-3-4, Parada, Almonte, and Consuegra to start the frame.
Thank you, Johnny. Wynn standing at 6'5", 230, 24 years old from Lincoln, Nebraska. Kevin Parada, the first man to face him, and the first pitch brushes him back. And the count, 1-0. Parada 0-2, grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. The numbers for Wynn, making his 15th appearance, 14th out of the bullpen. 1-0. Parada takes a called strike. It's 1-1. 0-1 record at 2.45 ERA. 1 save, 8 hits, and 14 2/3. 7 walks, 12 strikeouts. Last gave up a run on 2 hits and 2 innings against Rome last Thursday. As Parada takes a called strike, it's 1-2. Wynn works from the extreme third base side of the rubber. The 1-2 to Parada. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on a breaking ball. And there is one out in the bottom of the sixth. Brings up Abraham Almonte. Single to right and fly to left. Dinos and hot dogs making for a great combination here at Maimonides Park. Don't know if Diet Coke is a part of a dinosaur's diet, but the young fans certainly willing to give the Dino an opportunity to try. First pitch to Almonte, stepping out of the box, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question. Tyler Stewart, Blade Tidwell, tossed 7 full innings in back-to-back days for Brooklyn. First time Brooklyn starters have done that this year. As Almonte takes outside, it's 1-1. Last time it happened, September of last year, when 3 pitchers did it in 3 straight games. Who were they? Mary DiBernardo also chiming in along with the Wolf. Down behind or adjacent to the Cyclone dugout, it's 1-2 now on Almonte. Guessing Dom Hamill, Nick Zwock, and Garrison Bryant. Unfortunately, 2 of those 3 are incorrect. 1-2, and Almonte out in front for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the day for Cam Wynn. At 2 out in the 6th brings up Stanley Consuegra. Any guesses, Johnny?
I will say Hamill. You said one guy is currently on the team. So I'll say Hamill, Jeffrey Colon, and Mike Vassell.
That is a good guess. That has 2 of the 3.
Okay.
But not 3 of the 3. Dom Hamill threw the 2nd of the 3. As Consuegra, a high pop fly. Third base side. Ward still on the infield turf. Makes the catch to end the inning. Jeffrey Colon threw the 3rd of 3. That was the clinching game for Brooklyn in the second half last year against Winston-Salem. The first, Luis Moreno, who's now up at AA Binghamton. So Moreno on September the 7th, Hamill on September the 8th, and Jeffrey Colon did it on September the 9th of last year. We head to the 7th, 3-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Eli Ankeny out. Robert Colina, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn. 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. 22 years old from Punto Fijo in Venezuela. Final line for Eli Ankeny tonight. He goes 2 innings, a run on 2 hits. Walk 2, struck out 2. 46 pitches. And 30 strikes. 9-1-2 due up for Jersey Shore in the 7th. They lead 3-0. And stepping up to do play-by-play for the 7th inning, my partner Johnny Kadamowicz. Johnny?
All right, Justin. Thank you so much. Robert Colina on. And he's set to pitch this top of the 7th against 9-1-2 for the Blue Claws. First pitch misses up and away to Jared Carr. It is 1-0. Haven't seen Robert in a bit of a minute. 9 days rest entering this outing. Heaves a 1-0 pitch, and it's a fastball that tails away for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Back on June the 21st at home right here against the Renegades when he was sharp. 2-0. Misses up and away yet again. 3 balls and no strikes. 3 1/3, 1 hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts. 7 of 10 outs he recorded were via the punch-out for Colina. The strikeout rate as a result at 29%. And his 3-1 breaking ball is in there for a strike. Should say 3-0 breaking ball. Now the 3-1 is fought back, foul, and the count is full. Jersey Shore 3, Brooklyn nothing. Cyclones have been limited to just 4 hits on the night. They'll send 5-6-7 up in the home 7th, but the immediate task, the top half. 3-2, cut on and missed. Robert Kalina, good life on that heater. Sits down Jared Carr, he has his first strikeout. 7th strikeout total for Brooklyn pitching tonight, and there is one away with the bases empty. As always, that strikeout, a painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by our friends over at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. And now we have not only the pitching coach Victor Ramos, but the skipper Chris Newell out to have a discussion with Kalina. And the last couple of times that tandem has come out onto the mound together, it often has to do with the landing spot on the mound. And you have to wonder if that is indeed what is being discussed, as head groundskeeper Caitlin Hertz making her way out onto the bump as well. And it does appear as if everyone is looking down, kicking around some dirt, and trying to feel out that landing spot on the mound. And Justin, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this has happened with Kalina on the mound before as well.
Yeah, I want to say the last time it happened was during the Greenville series. And I'm not so sure if it's the landing spot on the mound. If I remember last time, especially with Kalina, it was a divot right where he pushes off on the pitcher's mound and was having an issue occasionally twisting his ankle as he tossed the pitch towards home plate. That seems to be where they're kicking around a whole bunch of dirt right now. As I imagine Caitlin has raced off to try and grab the gator and will bring the tamp and the necessary tools onto the field and we'll do a little bit of mound manicure.
Well, in the meantime, we'll give you a check of some scores around Major League Baseball. The Mets, a big win today. Good for New York to get back in the win column after what was really just a disastrous loss a night ago. A 4-2 lead, a 3-run home run surrendered by maybe New York's best reliever in David Robertson in the 8th inning en route to the 5-4 loss. But the Blue and Orange respond in a big way today. A 4-1 victory at Citi Field in an afternoon contest against the Giants. A game in which Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, and Francisco Alvarez all left the ballpark in one inning. And Justin Verlander shined. 7 innings, 1 unearned run, 6 strikeouts en route to the win. Adam Ottavino picked up his 6th save of the year. The Mets only mustered 4 hits on the night, but 3 of those 4 hits were long balls. The other belonged to Tommy Pham, who had a run batted in as well. Outside of the Mets, plenty of other Saturday day games have gone final. The Padres, 12-5 winners on the road over Cincinnati. Manny Machado, a pair of home runs in that contest. Michael Wacha moves to 8-2 on the season. Tough game one for the Yanks, an 11-4 victory for the Cardinals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. As for game two between New York and St. Louis, it is currently in a weather delay. Outside of that, Boston, winners on the road, a narrow 7-6 victory up north against Toronto. Texas, 5-2 winners at home over their division rival Astros. Minnesota, a 1-0 victory against the Baltimore Orioles. Joey Gallo's solo home run, the difference maker for the Twins. Phillies put a beating on the Nationals this afternoon, 19-4. A game in which the Phils clobbered 18 base hits. And Zach Wheeler picked up the victory. He moves to 7-4. A win for the A's. Oakland in the win column. 7-6 victors over the White Sox at the Oakland Coliseum. And the Atlanta Braves just keep on winning. 7-0 at home over the Marlins. They chase Yuri Perez, the rookie phenom for Miami, who seemingly hasn't allowed a run all year, is what it feels like at least, out of the game after he recorded only one out, six runs on seven hits, all of them earned. Perez gives up two long balls in that contest as well to Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies, who went back-to-back. Those are the games that have gone final. Some others currently in action. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh currently in a rain delay in the top of the ninth. Brewers clinging on to an 11-8 lead over at PNC Park. Guardians and Cubs in a weather delay, yet to get underway at Wrigley. As are the Dodgers and Royals at the K. Tampa Bay and Seattle in the top of the third. 1-0 M's lead on top of the Rays. And then later on tonight, it'll be Detroit and Colorado from Denver and Arizona against the Angels in an interleague matchup in Anaheim. Mound has been tended to, and Kalina now toes that rubber. Everybody having a good time here at Dinos at the Diamond Night. Part one of it, at least. We'll have the back half for you tomorrow. An afternoon contest between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Cyclones trying to make it three straight, but they do find themselves in a 3-0 hole. We're in the top of the seventh with one out and the base is empty. And back to the top we go for the right-handed batting, Hao Yu Lee. Lee today, two hits. He's a triple and a homer, shy of the cycle. Singled in the first, stole the base, later came around to score. Struck out in the second, and doubled in the fifth. Kalina's first toss after the brief pause. Good heater. High cheese. Yu Lee waved and missed at it, and it is 0-1. Always interesting to see how a pitcher, especially one like Kalina, who barely got going, 0-1, sits in there for a called strike, it's 0-2. Responds and deals with sort of those unexpected prolonged delays. And you get the sense that that first batter after is essential in getting into a groove. 0-2, pop back foul in our direction. Up over our heads. Would have need to have a much larger wingspan to have any real chance of bringing that one down. I don't know if Giannis Antetokounmpo with his wingspan and his hops could have got to that baseball. Even if he was on a trampoline. Long way to say, it was well over our heads. 0-2. Misses down and away. One ball and two strikes now. Jersey Shore 3, Brooklyn nothing. The Blue Claws 3 runs on 6 hits and an error. Cyclones no runs on 4 hits and an error. 1-2. Misses high. And it is 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Hao Yu Lee. A little bit of an unideal start to the second half for Jersey Shore. Entering play tonight at an even 3-3. 2-1 at home. 2-2. Hit in the air. Right-handed side. Right fielder Consuegra. A couple of steps to his right. Now his left. Makes the catch for out number 2. But the Blue Claws on the whole have really turned it around considering the way things started for them. If you remember all the way back to April, Jersey Shore really kind of buried themselves in the standings. A week, 2 weeks in, they started out the season winning just 2 of their first 10 games, 2-8. Gabriel Rincones takes the first pitch off the plate for ball 1. But since that 2-8 start, Greg Brodzinski's squad has really turned it around. 36-25, 11 games over. 1-0. Rincones tied up. Did not go on appeal, though. And it is 2 balls and no strikes. 9-6 over their last 15. You take away those first 10, and not too far-fetched to say this Blue Claw team could have been, perhaps, in a division race in the first half. 2-0 whacked foul, left-hand side. and it's two balls and one strike. But that is part of the allure of the minor league season. Everybody gets to hit the reset button once you cross that halfway threshold. But the Blue Claws, bit of a slow start, 500 since doing so. Galinas 2-1. Fastball misses up and away. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for the Jersey Shore DH. Bat off of his left shoulder, cocked back right off of it. 3-1. Fouled away. And it is three balls and two strikes. Yeah, these previous two contests, both of which Brooklyn has taken. First back-to-back losses for the Blue Claws since dating back to June 11th and June 13th, with an off day wedged in between. 3-2. Fouled away. Third base side. And the count remains full. It came in a series finale at home against Hudson Valley that the Blue Claws dropped. And then they lost the opener on the road in Wilmington on that Tuesday. That's going back 2.5, 3 weeks ago at this point. 3-2. Fouled away yet again. But you have to give credit to Brodzinski's crew for remaining persistent. A run in the first, a run in the fourth, and a run in the fifth for them tonight. All zeros on the scoreboard for Brooklyn. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, pitch. Misses low, and that's ball four. So a two-out walk issued to Rincones, and a two-out base runner will bring up Aramis Garcia with a runner on first and two got. Still 3-0 Blue Claws. Hope you guys can join us at the ballpark at some point this weekend. Whether it be tomorrow, don't forget, right back here on Monday as well, Monday night. Galinas' first pitch to Garcia. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Before the craziness that is the 4th of July on Coney Island commences. The team will be out of town at that point. 0-1. Fouled back, and it is 0-2. Before Joey Chestnut and company take the stage a couple of hundred feet to our left and take the world by storm. I was having a conversation off the air the other day down in our front office as to whether
I had a feeling this is where you were going.
Whether or not a guy like Joey Chestnut ever has just the casual hot dog. 1-2. Fastball high. It's two balls and two strikes. You got to wonder. Guy eats 73 in 10 minutes one day a year. I wonder if he ever just has a craving for one on a cold December evening. Hard to imagine. 1-1. Misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. But Chestnut will work wonders like he always does in a couple of days' time.
Look, the over-under is 73 and a half
something like that. One of those things you either can't look away or you can't look at all. 2-1, swing and a miss. And it is two balls and two strikes. Not for nothing, our seat right here, perched high above home, would probably be a pretty good vantage point to camp out and watch the festivities. Nathan's in our direct line sight. 2-2. Scorcher to straightaway center field. Long run for Ramirez. He won't get there. This ball one hops the fence easily. Rincones Jr. all the way around from first. He's in to score. An RBI double off the bat of Aramis Garcia. And it's a 4-0 Blue Claw lead. So after a strong start to the frame for Kalina, who retired the first two batters he faced, a walk and a double. And just like that, it is 4-0 Jersey Shore. No action brewing, though, down the line in the Brooklyn pen. After all, Kalina had not pitched in 9 days. Now he gets Rickson Wingrove. First toss. Misses down and in. And it's one ball and no strikes to the lefty hitting first baseman. Less and less daylight to go around as we progress further into this Saturday night. A minute shy of exactly 8 o'clock. 1-0. Wingrove late on a heater. And it's one ball and one strike. Light starting to take full form. Overcast skies. Particularly off to our left. Any blue that is left is more to our right at this point. 1-1 pitch. Went around.
Breaking news courtesy of Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. The Knicks have made their first big signing of the offseason. Former Villanova guard Dante DiVincenzo. 4 years, $50 million.
Well, they were the front runner for him. 1-2. Fouled back. There have been some links and conversations there for the past couple of days.
Might as well just call them the Villanova Knicks now with Brunson and Hart, DiVincenzo. Michael Bridges is in Brooklyn with the Nets. A lot of Villanova flair here in the five boroughs.
Kalina's 1-2. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Wingrove swung right through it. Robert Kalina picks up two strikeouts in the frame. But Jersey Shore does score one more on an RBI double from Aramis Garcia. 4-0 Blue Claws, stretch time in Brooklyn on the Cyclone Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to bicolautomall.com. On is the member of Team Great Britain in this past spring's World Baseball Classic, the right-hander Malik Bin, 6'7", 240, 24 years old from Chicago, Illinois. Final line for Cam Wynn. He goes an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out two through nine pitches and seven strikes. It'll be Bins against Gil Osborne and Estep in the bottom half of the seventh.
Yeah, only nine pitches for Wynn. A little surprised to see Bins on to take his place, but I guess with that prolonged delay with the mound getting tended to, shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. But it is Bins on now, and his first toss is a fastball that misses in towards the hips of the right-handed hitting Mateo Gil. It's 1-0. Jersey Shore 4, Brooklyn nothing. Cyclones only four base hits tonight. A 1. Gil over the top of a breaking ball without much break. It stayed high. And it's one ball and one strike now to Mateo. Bins and interesting windup. He really sweeps that left leg around. 1-1 hit in the air. Right-handed side. Foul ground. Wingrove has a look, but this ball lands in the seats. And it is a ball and two strikes. Back-to-back wins for Brooklyn, trying to make it a streak. But it is in jeopardy. Chris Newell's squad down 4-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn team that is 8-3 over their last 11 games. but it's been more so because of the pitching. The bat's only averaging about 3.5 runs per game during that span. 1-2, upcoming to Gill. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball, right side. Similar spot to the previous instance. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. And our fireworks above Coney Island here a night ago. Ringing in the month of July. Crazy to think just how fast the minor league season and baseball season as a whole has flown by. 1-2. Fastball above the zone. And it is 2-2 now to Mateo. Tonight, game number 72 in totality. Number 7, of course, of the second half. 2-2 on the way. And Gill pokes it to shallow right field. Dropping quickly. That's down for a base hit. Brooklyn has the leadoff man on in the home seventh. A seeing eye single for Mateo Gill. And now Drake Osborne up to the dish. A runner on first and nobody out. So Gill's first time on base tonight. And the fifth Brooklyn hit of the evening. Brings Osborne up. Nobody out. And Gill off of first. Rickson Wingrove, Jersey Shore first baseman, will hold him up. First pitch, fastball, called strike to Osborne, nothing in one. Gill not plenty of speed off of first base. Only about two strides off the first base bat. Bins out of the stretch, 0-1. Breaking ball, down and in. Osborne one in no part, it's a ball and a strike. After Drake, Chase Estep up to bat, then Junior Tillian and Cesar Berbessi. Should things get that far, Cyclones certainly hope they will. 1-1. Good slider. In there for a strike to Osborne, and it's 1-2. Music continuing to blare in from Luna Park and the boardwalk beyond. Have to wonder how that affects the players down on the field. Certainly a unique experience as Osborne laid on a 1-2 fastball. He's retired on strike three. First strikeout of the night for Malik Bins, and the ninth by Jersey Shore Pitching. A painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So one away, one on one count for Chase Estep. First pitch to him. Checks his swing. Did go around on appeal. So strike one to Chase. Chance of Let's Go Cyclones emanating throughout the ballpark. It's been a quiet night offensively for Brooklyn, trying to change that narrative here in the seventh. But Estep early on a breaking ball, and it is 0-2 to Chase. Estep today, 0-2, two swinging strikeouts. In jeopardy of number three here behind 0-2. Bins gets the sign, his 0-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. Played on a backhand by Lee. Over to Brito at second for one. Relays to first. It's an inning ending. Double play. 4-6-3 for the Blue Claws. So a leadoff single doesn't amount to all too much. No runs, one hit, no errors. And nobody left at the end of seven. It's the Blue Claws 4, the Cyclones nothing. On the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Moving right along here on this Dinos at the Diamond Saturday night. Only problem for Brooklyn, it has been all Jersey Shore really all night. 4-0. Blue Claws a run in four different innings. The first, the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh. And now we go to the eighth. Robert Kalina back out there for the Clones. And stepping up to the play-by-play microphone, it's my partner Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. It just came through the wire right now. Randy Arozarena, the Ray, is going to be a participant in the Home Run Derby coming up in a couple of weeks from Seattle. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, 5-6 and 7, due up for the Blue Claws in the top of the eighth. And the first pitch from Robert misses high. 4-1. The 1-0, and Lee Sang a missile to center. Back a few steps, Ramirez, and with two hands, squeezes it for the first out. 108 miles an hour off the barrel from Lee Sang, but nothing to show for it. One out for Nick Ward has singled, homered, and struck out. The latter in his last at-bat in the sixth. Luke Claus, four runs, seven hits and error. They have left six. Brooklyn, no runs, five hits and error. They have stranded four. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here on this first day of July, 2023. Righty offers, and Ward looks at a called strike. And the count 0-1. Mets a big winner today, 4-1 against the Giants. Brandon Nimmo knew he was having a bobblehead day here at Maimonides Park, so decided to homer for it. As Ward takes inside, it's 1-1. He, Francisco Alvarez, Francisco Lindor all went deep in the Mets' three-run third inning. Justin Verlander, seven innings, one run. That was unearned. The 1-1, up and away. It's two balls and a strike. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the third at home against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. That game delayed a little bit due to weather. Tied at one, Rafael Ortega, a home run for Syracuse. As Ward smacks it backwards, it's two balls and two strikes. Former Cyclone Jose Buto getting the start for Syracuse today. Double-A Binghamton at home against Hartford. Rockies Farm Club, they trail 4-2 in the top of the ninth. Bases empty, one out, 4-0 Jersey Shore in the top of the eighth, the 2-2. And Ward, another foul ball. Stays even at two balls and two strikes. Rowdy Jordan, a two RBI double in that ball game for the Rumble Ponies. Jalen Palmer, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a couple of strikeouts. And his first double-A home run last night for his first double-A base hit. 2-2. Breaking ball chopped over the mound. Tough play to his left. The shortstop, Berbessi. Jump throw from the first base side. A second is in time. Oh, what a spectacular defensive play by Cesar Berbessi to take away an infield hit from Nick Ward. Berbessi covering a lot of ground to his left. And just as impressive, quickly releasing the retired Ward, who was hustling up the line. Two out in the eighth for Leandro Pineda, 0-2. Walked his last time, and he takes down and away for ball one. Daniel Juarez went an inning and a third, scoreless, out of the bullpen for Binghamton today. Single A St. Lucie, bottom, rather, through seven at home against Dunedin. Blue Jays Farm Club, they trail 5-3. As Pineda takes outside and high, it's two balls and no strikes. Jaime Ramirez made the start for the St. Lucie Mets today. The 2-0, low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Vincent Perozzo, a solo home run, is fourth. The 3-0. And Pineda taking all the way. Looks at a strike, and it's 3-1. Florida Complex League Mets beat the Cardinals in St. Lucie today, 8-4. Righty offers, and Pineda takes outside for ball four. So Colina charged with his second walk of the day. One on, two out, and the inning continues for Eric Brito. Brito one for three with a single to center. Rounded into a double play his last time up. But Yordis Pereira, a home run for the Complex League Club today, his first of the year. First pitch, and Brito looks at a strike. And the count is 0-1. Dominican Summer League. Mets Orange falling against the Yankees Bombers squad 5-2 and 7. This is a ground ball up the middle and through into center field for a hit. Just to the left of the glove of the lunging Berbessi. And a walk and a single, and the Blue Claws rallying now in the eighth. Two on and two out for the center fielder Jared Carr. Carr 0 for 2 tonight, has walked and struck out his last trip as Parada out to the mound to talk with Colina. Mets blue team in the Dominican Summer League. Played earlier today as well. They fell 6-2 to the Rays in a 9-inning ball game. Quite the party on Furling out beyond the outfield wall at Luna Park out by the boardwalk tonight. Club vibes right now here on Coney Island. The top half of the eighth inning in game four of this six-game series. The righty deals, and Carr takes a strike on the inside edge. And the count, no balls and a strike. Two on, two out. Colina a peek at second, the 0-1. And Carr lays off the back foot slider. It's one ball and one strike. No action right now in Brooklyn's bullpen. Colina nearing 50 pitches on the night. Blue Claws one in the first, one in the fourth and fifth. And one more in the seventh. 1-1. This a ground ball rolled over towards first, picked up by Gill, underhand flip to Colina, racing over to cover, and he wins the race against Carr to end the inning. So the Blue Claws threaten a two-out rally, but can't push anyone across. No runs a hit, two men left. At the end of 7.5, still 4-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
So it was only one inning of relief for Cam Wynn, and it was only one inning of relief for Malik Binns. Despite those two pitchers being extremely effective, only the one frame. We'll see if it's more than one for Wesley Moore. He's on to pitch the bottom of the eighth. He gets 8-9-1 for the Clones in the home eighth.
Thank you, Johnny. Moore, the left-hander, will take on Tillian Berbessi and Ramirez. Tillian, one for two, has also reached on an error. And he swings and misses at the first toss from the lefty. And the count 0-1. Moore standing at 6'2", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Surrey, British Columbia. The 0-1. And Tillian takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Abraham Almonte having some fun in the third base dugout. What's he chowing on? Looked like cotton candy there for a second. 1-1. And Tillian a high pop fly behind the plate. Garcia onto the warning track, and he can't make the play. Actually, Stan corrected, it is not Aramis Garcia, but it is Arturo De Freitas who has come on for Garcia. So De Freitas takes over for Garcia, who is done after seven innings. He'll slot into the three spot in the Blue Claw order. He's due up third in the top of the ninth. One and two on Tillian. And he fights it off the hands. It remains at 1-2. Second appearance in the series for Moore. Sixth overall with Jersey Shore. No record, a spotless ERA. No runs allowed on four hits in six innings. One walk and seven strikeouts as a .58 ERA. And 22 relief outings this year between single and high A. As Tillian takes down and in, it's two balls and two strikes. Moore against Brooklyn on Wednesday night through a scoreless inning. Hit a batter, walked one, allowed a hit, and struck out one. Lefty offers, and Tillian takes high. It's three balls and two strikes. Moore has not allowed a run of any kind since May the 31st in the Florida State League. Has not allowed an earned run since May the 17th. The payoff pitch sails up and away for ball four. So Tillian leads off the bottom of the eighth with a walk. And Brooklyn with one on, nobody out. Second straight inning, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on. Fourth time in eight innings they've done that today. But Jersey Shore has been great at getting ground balls. Three double plays turned in the first seven innings tonight, and two of them were hit in excess of 100 miles an hour. Here's Berbessi, and he swings through a fastball from Moore. 91 on the gun. It's no balls and a strike. Moore, undrafted free agent signee out of Kansas State back in November. The 0-1, and it nearly hits Berbessi. Had a hop out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. Joined the Blue Claws from Clearwater back on the 13th of June. Transferred to Kansas State after a couple of years at Cal State Northridge. The 1-1. Berbessi taps it up the first baseline, a foul ball. And the count remains at a ball and a strike, a ball and two strikes. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Moore. Third baseman Ward playing off the line. Tillian takes his lead. Brooklyn trailing by four. 1-2 outside. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Moore was named the Phillies minor league pitcher for the month of May. Minor league pitcher of the month. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the high fastball at 91. First punch out tonight for Moore. One away in the bottom of the eighth. Brings up Alex Ramirez. Has two of Brooklyn's five hits tonight. Pair of singles his first two trips. Fouled out to first in his last at-bat. First pitch to Alex. The 20-year-old fights it off the hands in the count 0-1. Series continues tomorrow and again on Monday. 2 o'clock start tomorrow. 7 p.m. first pitch on Monday. Rafael Marcano will start for the Blue Claws tomorrow. Jordan Fowler on Monday as Ramirez high fly ball. First base side. Wingrove gives a look, but this will get behind the Brooklyn dugout. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Yoander Suarez for Brooklyn tomorrow. No listed probable as of yet for Monday. The 0-2 to Alex. This is down and in, blocked by DeFreitas. Dillian stays put at first. It's one ball and two strikes. It's a cool scene this weekend in Anaheim between the Angels and the Diamondbacks. One, two, and Ramirez a high fly ball out in the left. Out is the shortstop, Brito, on the left fielder, Lee Sang. He'll make the grab over his right shoulder. And Ramirez retired for the second out. Brings up Kevin Parada, 0 for 3, has struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and rolled into one of Brooklyn's three double plays tonight. But Dominic Fletcher was called up by the Diamondbacks prior to the weekend. His older brother, David, has been with the Angels for a number of years, was recently called back up from AAA Salt Lake. First pitch to Parada in at the knees for a called strike one. So Dominic Fletcher's first major league games were against his brother David in the same ballpark they grew up going to as kids in California. The 0-1. Hi, it's 1-1. They both grew up in Orange, California, played 1 year of high school ball together at Cypress High School, about 10 miles away from Angel Stadium. It's a little bit bittersweet, though. The 1-1 off the end of the bat and foul. It's 1-2. The Fletchers' father, Tim, passed away suddenly earlier in the month of June at the age of 60. Dominic said it would have been one of his proudest moments. Turned on the TV every night, watched both of their games simultaneously. So our hearts go out to the Fletcher family, missing an important piece of their family this weekend as this popped off the end of the bat, foul ground. First base side onto the warning track is Wingrove to make the catch and end the inning. It's been a cool year for the Fletchers as Dominic and David actually got to play with one another for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. Their mother, Fernanda, born in the European nation. For Brooklyn in the eighth, no runs on no hits, and one man left at the end of eight. 4-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones radio network.
Robert Corino's day is done as we head to the ninth on Coney Island. Cyclones still getting shut out. It is Jersey Shore 4 and Brooklyn nothing. New pitcher in the game is Benito Garcia, set to get 1-2-3. Howie Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and then Arturo DeFreitas, the catcher who came on for Aramis Garcia. First he gets Howie Lee, with the Blue Claws looking for some insurance here in the late stages, Justin.
So Garcia takes over to face the top of the Jersey Shore lineup. Howie Lee, 2 for 4, is singled and doubled tonight. First pitch swinging, grounds it back up the middle and through into center field. A three-hit ball game for Hao Yu Lee. And he is on to lead off the top half of the ninth inning. It's a great scene. Syracuse at AAA in the Mets org today playing Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Yankees affiliate. Gabriel Rincon is 0 for 2 with a couple of walks, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. But Syracuse today playing as Salt City. They have sleeveless uniforms, usually have a shirt that goes with it underneath. But Luke Voit, who the Mets signed a few weeks ago, has been at AAA, swinging a miss 0-2. Has decided to go full old school and decided, shirt, I don't need no stinking shirt. And he is just rocking the sleeveless jersey and nothing else up top tonight. This is a ground ball foul at the first baseline. Remains 0-2.
Well, it is July.
It is July.
Sun's out, guns out.
Albeit on a cloudy and rainy night in Syracuse. But it's a thought that counts. Remember a couple of years ago when the Reds were celebrating their 150th anniversary, they did a great thing. I wish more teams would do this. Part of their anniversary, every weekend they would be wearing different throwback uniforms. The different eras of Cincinnati baseball from the 1900s all the way to modern day. As Rincones dribbles it foul, it's 0-2. And the Reds had some old-school sleeveless uniforms. And Derek Dietrich, among a handful of others, I think Michael Lorenzen did it also, also went the Luke Voit approach and did not wear the undershirt that went alongside the jersey. If you got the muscles, flex them. 0-2. This foul off to our left. Souvenir in between our booth and the suite to our far left, and it's still no balls and two strikes on Rincones. One on, nobody out, top of the ninth. Blue Claws a 4-0 lead. Garcia, a cross step towards third, runner goes 0-2, foul towards the right, and remains at no balls and two strikes. Garcia, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, 23 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Garcia in Brooklyn this year making his ninth appearance. No record, a 1.46 ERA. One save, nine hits in 12 and a third innings. Two walks, 11 strikeouts. They were an inning and a third scoreless against Hudson Valley last Thursday in support of Tyler Stewart. The 0-2 pitch outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Garcia, fastball, changeup predominantly. Righty deals, and Rincones flares it down the left field line. This one spinning foul into the Blue Claw bullpen. And it'll remain at one ball and two strikes. Also tosses a slider. Look at the numbers for Benito so far in 2023. Runner goes again, the 1-2, another foul ball. A lot of long at-bats tonight. Six foul balls in this plate appearance for Rincones. Next pitch will be the 10th of this at-bat. Talk about polar opposites. Hao Yu Lee, a first pitch single. And now Rincones, a 10-pitch at-bat at least. Chokes up from the left-hand side. The 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase for strike three. Changed up on him, down and away. And there is the first strikeout tonight for Benito. One down in the ninth. Now painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, one out for Arturo De Freitas, his first plate appearance in the series. And the righty batter looks at a called strike one. De Freitas last played on Sunday went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk, hitting at 163 in 28 games, 14-for-86. No homers and 5 RBIs. Righty's 0-1, and DeFreitas pops it in the air, first base side. This will get towards the back of the lower seating bowl. And it's 0-2. Brooklyn will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the bottom of the ninth. Luke Claus a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. The 0-2. DeFreitas a soft ground ball off the hands to short. Berbessi on to second for one. Tilly and back to first. Double play, inning over. Thought that ball initially was going to be hit too slowly for Brooklyn in turn two, but a howitzer of a throw from Junior Tilly and at second base helps Brooklyn turn an inning ending. 6-4-3 double play. No runs, a hit. Nobody left at the end of 8.5. Jersey Shore 4, Brooklyn nothing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and tuning in on the Valley Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Pitcher in the game for Jersey Shore to try to close up shop. A 4-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. It is Jordy Martinez who comes on and takes the spot of Wesley Moore. Martinez will be the fifth pitcher used by Jersey Shore tonight. After Hockey went 5, and now each reliever getting an inning apiece should Martinez pitch the entirety of this ninth frame here, Justin. And on in the bottom of the ninth, he gets 3-4-5. Almonte, Consuegra, and Gill, with Brooklyn needing 4 to tie and 5 to walk it off.
Thank you, Johnny. Abraham Almonte, Stanley Consuegra, Mateo Gill, the three to face the southpaw. Martinez making his second appearance in the series. Almonte 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. Line drive left field, coming on Lee Sang. Dives, he can't make the play. Backed up nicely by Jared Carr, and that's going to hold Almonte to a leadoff single. So Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on in 5 of 9 innings tonight. But thanks to 3 double plays, Jersey Shore has kept the Cyclone offense at bay. As there is one on, nobody out to start the ninth inning. Almonte and Wingrove having some fun over at first base. Stanley Consuegra stepping in 0-for-3 tonight. Popped up to third his last time. Martinez standing at 6'2", 215. Will turn 23 later this month from Santiago in the Dominican. Martinez above the belt the first pitch. And Consuegra takes low. It's 1-0. Martinez, 26th appearance, 1-0, a 3.41 ERA. Has 3 saves, although this not a save opportunity. 32 hits allowed at 31 2/3. The 1-0, and Consuegra rifles it back. And it's 1-1. 17 walks, 38 strikeouts this year for Martinez. Last pitched on Thursday night through a scoreless inning, allowed 2 hits and struck out 2. It's Consuegra bounces it up the third base line. It's one ball and two strikes. Luke Claus, four runs, nine hits, one error. They have left eight. Brooklyn, no runs, six hits, an error. They have left five. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game five of the six games set tomorrow afternoon. Twilight sky right now here in Brooklyn. A 1-2 pitch, high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Jersey Shore bullpen today, three shutout innings, one hit, one walk, and four strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Strikes out Consuegra on the fastball at 96. And there is one away in the bottom of the ninth for Mateo Gil. Mateo 1-for-3 with a base hit to right, leading off in the seventh his last time. Mateo looking forward to going back home to Texas during the All-Star break. Is that outside? Want to know. One of the cool things for Mateo is that because the minor league All-Star break is now coinciding with the major league All-Star break, his dad Benji, former big leaguer, now a coach with the Halos, the 1-0 on the inside corner. It's 1-1. They'll both have off at the same time. So not only will Mateo get a chance to catch up with his mom, Carly, but we'll also get a chance to rub elbows with his pop as well. His brother will be home too, the 1-1, and that slashed foul to the right. One ball and two strikes.
I think that one might have caught a car.
Well, if you have a baseball resting on your windshield, you might need safe light, but you will come away with a souvenir. I can't guarantee you that baseball be worth the same as a windshield repair. One on, one out. 1-2 on Gil. Martinez looks towards the bag, the 1-2 pitch, and he strikes out Gil on the high fastball. Dialed up 94 that time. And the Blue Claws one out away from a shutout victory. Two out for Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. Lefty against the righty. First pitch to Drake, and Martinez misses high. It's one ball and no strikes. At the belt, the 1-0. And Osborne takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Another gorgeous night here on Coney Island. We'll have another fantastic afternoon of fun tomorrow as Osborne pops it up. This should do it. On the infield, Wingrove can't find it. Now he does. Makes the backhanded catch. Adjacent to the pitcher's mound, and the ball game is over. As the Blue Claws snap their two-game slide, your final tally tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 4 and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. Blue Claws pick up their fourth shutout win of the season, their first since June the 18th. On the road against Wilmington for Brooklyn, they are blanked for the fifth time this year and the first time since June the 20th against Hudson Valley. We'll take a break. When we come back, recap report is next. Blue Claws shut out the Cyclones 4-0. Don't go anywhere. The recap report next on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down.
What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tough one tonight for Brooklyn in their offense as Jersey Shore, a 4-0 victory over the Cyclones this evening. Brooklyn's two-game winning streak snapped, as well as the Blue Claws' two-game losing streak. Fans lining up to run the bases. The Blue Claws coaches taking some of their kids around the bases first. Love to see that. Not only a fun atmosphere for the home team and the home fans, but the visiting team getting to enjoy some of the fruits of the labor as well here on Coney Island as the Cyclones falling to the Blue Claws this afternoon by a final of 4-0. With the loss, Brooklyn dropping to 5-2 in the half, 33-39 overall. Blue Claws with the win now, 4-3 in the half, 39-33 on the season. Let's take you through the game that was today. And the Blue Claws started fast. Taoyu Lee led off the ball game with a single against Eliezer Hernandez. The big league rehabber stole second base after Gabriel Rincones Jr. struck out. Aramis Garcia hit a ground ball to short. A throw was low, could not be scooped by Mateo Gill. So Garcia was safe on the error. Lee advanced to third base, and then a sack fly to right by Rickson Wingrove gave the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until the fourth. Hernandez went two innings. Then it was Michael Krause came on in the third, got the first out in the fourth. Sean Reed Foley, another rehabber, came on for Brooklyn in the top of the fourth with the bases empty and one out. And Nick Ward greeted him rudely.
That's a high left leg kick, 2-2. This ball scorched to right field. It's well hit back towards the track. At the wall, it is fair, and it is gone. Solo shot off the bat of Nick Ward. He doubles the Blue Claw lead. It is 2-0. Jersey Shore here in the fourth.
That solo home run by Nick Ward made it a 2-0 game. That are Howe's Potato Chips play of the game. Howe's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Jersey Shore would add it to their ledger in the fifth. Jared Carr walked, went first to third on a Taoyu Lee double. And after Gabriel Rincones Jr. lined out to center, Aramis Garcia, a sack fly to center, brought in a run, made it 3-0. It was Garcia again in the seventh. After Carr struck out, Lee flied out to right to begin the inning. Gabriel Rincones Jr. walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and then scored on Garcia's double over the head of Alex Ramirez in center. as the Blue Claws took a 4-0 lead. That was the final tally tonight as Jersey Shore evens this series at 2 wins apiece. Zach Hockey picks up the win in his Blue Claw debut. 5 shutout innings, 4 hits, a walk, struck out 6. The loss to the big league rehabber, Eliezer Hernandez, drops to 0-1, gave up 1 unearned run on 3 hits and 2 innings, no walks, struck out 3. Final line score today, Blue Claws 4 runs, 9 hits an error, they left 8. Brooklyn no runs, 6 hits an error, they left 6. Final time of game today, 2 hours and 36 minutes with a 6-minute delay for the mound manicure in the 7th in front of the crowd of 2,438 tonight at Maimonides Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say so long this evening. Roman Bowling Green rained out in Georgia. They'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 11:30 a.m. Bottom of the 8th in Hudson Valley, Renegades an 8-2 lead on Wilmington. Carlos Rodon struck out 8 in a Major League Rehab start for the Gades today. Top of the 9th in Asheville. Tourists leading Greenville 7-5. Bottom 4 in North Carolina. Greensboro a 3-1 lead on Hickory. And bottom 7 in Maryland, Aberdeen and Winston-Salem are tied at 3. Taking a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Mets get off the schneid. They beat the Giants 4-1. Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Alvarez, Francisco Lindor all hit home runs in the 3rd inning for New York. Top of the 5th, AAA Syracuse trailing Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Yankees affiliate 4-1. Rafael Ortega has homered for the S-Mets. AA Binghamton drops a home contest to Hartford. Rockies Farm Club 5-2. Single A, St. Lucie, bottom of the 9th. They trail Dunedin Blue Jays Farm Club 10-3. Vincent Perozzo hitting his 4th home run of the year. Florida Complex League, Mets beat the Cardinals 8-4 today out in Port St. Lucie. It was Yordis Pereira with his 1st home run of the year for the FCL Mets. Dominican Summer League, Mets Orange lost on the road to the Yankees Bombers squad 5-2-7. And the Mets Blue Team lost at home to the Rays 6-2. Looking at Major League Baseball, before we say so long on this Saturday afternoon, Padres beat the Reds 12-5. Cardinals take game 1 of a doubleheader from the Yankees 11-4. Right now, game 2 tied at 1 in the bottom of the 1st in St. Louis. Lars Nootbaar, a solo home run, his 5th. Red Sox outlast the Blue Jays 7-6. Rangers over the Astros 5-2. Twins shut out the Orioles 1-0. The Phillies put up a football score, beat the Nationals 19-4. Brewers beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 11-8. A's walk off the White Sox in 10-7-6. The Braves a 7-0 victory over the Marlins in Miami. Cubs and Guardians delayed at the start due to rain. Will be Marcus Stroman against Tyner Bibee when that game gets underway. Bottom 1 in Kansas City. Royals and Dodgers are scoreless. Daniel Lynch against Julio Urias. Bottom 6 in Seattle. Mariners and Rays are tied at 2. George Kirby against Tyler Glasnow at 9:10 tonight. Rockies hosting the Tigers. Peter Lambert for Colorado. Brendan White will make his 1st major league start for Detroit. And at 10:07, the Angels and the Diamondbacks. Tyler Anderson against Ryan Nelson. Our series continues tomorrow. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 1:45, 2 p.m. first pitch. Yoander Suarez will look to continue his impressive stretch on the bump. 3-5, a 6.7 ERA. He'll get the ball for Brooklyn. It'll be the lefty Rafael Marcano, who was originally scheduled to start today for the Blue Claws. He'll get the ball in tomorrow's matinee. 3-5. A 4.57 ERA. That'll do it for us here on this Saturday evening as the Blue Claws shut out the Cyclones by a final of 4-0. For our entire cast of characters, including our ownership group here on Coney Island with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park, where again, your final tally tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 4 and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you with us again for game 5 of 6 tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.